Good afternoon, everyone. I thought I wouldn't walk in since I'm not the Lord Mayor. Good afternoon. I think he took them with him. We'll have to check with Paul. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the City of Perth July agenda briefing session. I formally declare the session open at 5 p.m. Please be advised that this session is being audio recorded and the recording will be available on the City's website tomorrow. First, I'd like to respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and pay my respects to elders past and present. It is a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. CEO, can you please recite the prayer?
Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Please remain seated. The third item, attendance. Apologies and leave of absence. So in attendance today are Councillor Di Bain, Councillor Clyde Bevan, Councillor Brent Felician, Councillor Liam Gobbett, Councillor Rebecca Gordon and Councillor Catherine Leeser. In addition, I welcome the CEO and other officers and any members of the public in attendance. Councillor Coe is on approved leave of absence for this session, and it's noted that the Lord Mayor is an apology and will be on approved leave of absence for next week's ordinary council meeting. A reminder to elected members to please submit any applications for a leave of absence prior to the ordinary council meeting next week. We now move to item 4, announcements. The August agenda briefing session on 24 August 2021 will commence at 4 p.m. and the August ordinary council meeting will also take place from 2 p.m. on the 31st of August. These trial meeting times are intended to provide an opportunity for members of the community to attend a meeting during the day. Item 5, public questions. This will be held at the ordinary council meeting next week. Item 5.2, deputations. CEO, are there any deputations?
No, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, CEO. Moving to item 6 on the agenda, disclosures of interest. CEO, have any disclosures been received?
No, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, CEO. Do any elected members have any disclosures of interest from the floor? Nope. Confirmation of minutes is next week and questions by members next week. Correspondence and petitions also next week. So we now move to the reports. As we move through the reports, I will ask any elected members who have questions in relation to each item. So the first item, 11.1, Light It Up Part 2, Adelaide Terrace Pedestrian Bridge. There's been one question from Councillor Leeser and two from myself. Councillor Leeser, have your questions been answered? Thank you, Councillor Leeser. Anyone else have questions from the floor? I just had a follow-up question. In relation to my second question, where artists invited to submit an expression of interest for the General Manager of Planning and Economic Development, can we just have a brief overview of how the process worked?
And through
CEO?
Yes, if I could ask the General Manager of Planning and Economic Development to answer that question, please.
Thank you. Through the Chair, I wasn't directly involved in this process. It preceded my time with the City. However, my understanding is that a number of artists were invited to... there was a scope drawn up for the project in line with previous Lighted Up projects. So it's an idea of working with a local artist in a lighting environment, and a number of artists were invited to put in submissions in that process, and one was selected, with whom was that's Anne Neal for this project, and then from then on Anne was asked to develop four options with different costings as to what could be done in a lighting artistic lighting framework. Does that address
Yeah, thank you. Is there a further question?
Have you finished? Sorry. I just have a question. Have you run these past the terrorist team working group? The guys that were the original, they're part of the East Perth Community Group. They were the original people that put the concept forward to the city, and then the Deputy Lord Mayor ratified it with a motion.
I would have to take that question on notice. I don't believe. I'll take it on notice if that's all right.
Thank you. Any further questions? So next, now move on to item 12.1, Community Development Alliance reports. And the first one is equity, diversity and inclusion. We have one question from Councillor Leeser on this item.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. I have a follow-up question. I acknowledge that the wording is going to be changed to 11 in 100 Australians may have a diverse sexual orientation, sex or gender identity. However, I still feel that that wording is not inclusive for such a report, and I wonder if there's a better way that we can wordsmith that so that there's not such an us and them implication in those words.
Ms. CEO?
We'll take that on notice, thank you, and bring that back to the council meeting.
Any further questions? Item 13, there are no Infrastructure and Operations Alliance reports for this discussion. So item 14, Corporate Services Alliance report. Firstly, item 14.1, Schedule of Accounts Paid for May 2021. There is one question from Councillor Leeser.
Yes, that's fine, thank you.
Any further questions from the floor?
Yes, so we have a policy of buying local when getting stocks for, say, like the bar and drinks and food and so on. Is that a policy that we have?
Through the CEO.
So we have a contract in place, and so I don't know that that business operates out of the city, but our purchasing policy does require that we buy local, and there's also percentage provisions for where people source certain materials, but I'd need to probably ask the project director, Strategic Finance, if he has any knowledge of buying local.
In particular, I'm talking about Divine Sellers. I don't think they have property in the
Okay.
electorate.
So maybe if we could take that on notice and provide you the answer back. Thank you.
I don't buying local when it comes to... Well, buying local is what I'm talking about, and Divine Sellers, I don't believe, have a liquor store in our electorate, in our locality.
So to clarify the question, we will actually just ascertain what our current contractual arrangements is for food and beverages, and look to see how that lines up with the priority that elected members have given us, which is to buy local where possible.
Sure. Thank you.
Any further questions?
Corporate services now.
Yep. So the second next item is item 14.2, monthly financial reports for May. There were no questions with notice for this item. Any questions from the floor? No questions. So we'll move on to item 15.1, it's the Chief Executive Officer report, the first one being Quarterly Progress Report, the City of Perth Corporate Business Plan. There were four questions from Councillor Leeser, 10 from me. lucky I'm sitting up here. Councillor Leeser, do you have any follow-ups?
No, that's fine, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Leeser. And I think mine have also been answered in the pages circulated before the meeting. So item 15.2, Corporate Business Plan for 2021-22 to 2024-25. There are two questions with notice from Councillor Leeser. Have they been answered?
Yes, they have.
Thank you, Councillor Leeser. Any other questions from the floor? No questions. So on to the next item. 15.3, Inquiry into the City of Perth Recommendations Quarterly Progress Update. There were no questions with notice. Are there any questions from the floor on this item? No questions on this item. Item 15.4, review of policy 12.4, payments under section 5.5 of the Local Government Act 1995. There were no questions with notice. Are there any questions from the floor on this item? No questions. Next item, committee reports. Item 16.1, status update, July 2021 Council Policy Review Program. There were no questions with notice. Are there any questions from the floor? No questions from the floor. Item 16.2, review of Council Policy 6.3, state heritage register places. There was one question from myself, which has been answered. Any questions from the floor? No further questions. So item 16.3, review of Council Policy 18.2, cultural collections. I had one question which has been answered. Any other questions? No further questions. Item 16.4, review of Council Policy 1.5, public art. I had one question which was answered. Are there any further questions from the floor? No questions. Item 16.5, again, I had one question which was answered. Any other questions from the floor? No questions. Item 16.6, review of Council Policy 8.1, circuses and the use of performing animals. There were no questions with notice. Any questions from the floor? No questions. Item 16.7, review of Council Policy 14.13, management of private use of boat pens in Claysbrook Cove. There were no questions with notice. Are there any questions from the floor? No questions?
I'll throw a question in there just to break up the monologue.
Gordon?
there was discussion at the policy committee that the fees for the boat pens didn't appear in the fees and schedule of fees and charges. So have we investigated where these fees are captured?
Through the CEO?
Yes. Could we direct to the project director, strategic finance, please?
Thank you very much, through the Chair. The reason why they don't appear in the fees and charges schedule is because it's actually classified as a licence, which falls outside the definition of fees and charges. But thank you very much for the question. It was good to go back and reassure ourselves that that was indeed correct. And just if it's of interest to councillors, the licence fee is very minimal.
Thank you. Any further questions? Okay, we'll move on to item 16.8, review of Council Policy 9.8, contract variations, authority to incur liability. Does anyone have any questions? No questions. And item 16.9, review of Council Policy 12.5, recognition of employees, service presentations. No questions with notice. Are there any questions from the floor? No questions. Item 16.10, review of governance framework. There were no questions with notice. Are there any questions from the floor? No questions. Item 17, motions of which notice has been given, will be dealt with at the ordinary council meeting next week. Item 18, matters for which the meeting may be closed. There are no confidential items for this on this agenda. Urgent business, item 19 will be dealt with at the ordinary council meeting. So, there being no further business, I now declare the agenda briefing session closed in world record time at 5:15 p.m.
I think that's an Olympic record.
Well done. Well done.